Jesus and his disciples went north to the region of Caesarea Philippi. On the way he questioned them, saying, "Who do people think I am?" And then he asked for the disciples' opinion. Peter at once declared that he was the Christ, the Son of the living God. This confession of faith acknowledged that Jesus was the long-awaited Messiah, promised by God and foretold by the prophets down through the centuries. From then on, Jesus began to prepare the disciples for his coming sufferings, death, and resurrection. He had to rebuke Peter for refusing such an idea, and then explain to them that every believer must willingly take up his cross in order to follow him. Dying to self and living to God was to be the rule governing the lives of all God's people. Then Jesus announced his return in glory. "The Son of Man is going to come in his Father's glory with his holy angels, and then he will reward each person according to what he has done. If anyone is ashamed of me and my words," he said, "the Son of Man will be ashamed of him." Jesus added that some of them would witness the kingdom of God coming with power. This occurred at the resurrection and a little later at Pentecost with the coming of the Holy Spirit. Among his disciples, Jesus had chosen three who were especially close to him. They were Simon Peter and the two brothers, James and John. 6 days after announcing his coming death and resurrection, Jesus took these three disciples with him and led them up a high mountain where they were all alone. They were to be the eyewitnesses of an amazing scene in which they saw their master in his future glory. As Jesus was praying, the appearance of his face changed and he was transfigured before them. His clothes became dazzling white, as bright as light, and his face shone like the sun. Two men, Moses and Elijah, appeared in glorious splendor, talking with Jesus. They spoke about his departure, which he was about to bring to fulfillment at Jerusalem. Peter and his companions saw their master, and the two men with him speaking about his coming death, which had been announced by the law and the prophets, represented here by Moses and Elijah. Peter said to Jesus, "Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let us put up three shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah," for he did not know what he was saying. While he was still speaking, a shining cloud, symbol of the presence of God, enveloped them, and a voice from the cloud said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell face down to the ground in fear. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, "Don't be afraid." When they looked up, they saw no one except Jesus. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus told them not to tell anyone what they had seen until he had been raised from the dead. So they kept the matter to themselves and told no one what they had seen. But they wondered what rising from the dead meant. Then they questioned Jesus and said, "Why do the scribes say that Elijah must come first?" Jesus replied, "To be sure, Elijah must come. But I tell you, he has already come, and they did not recognize him, but have done to him whatever they wanted. In the same way, the Son of Man is going to suffer at their hands." Then the disciples understood that he was talking about John the Baptist, who had announced the coming of Christ. The disciples never forgot the glorious scene they had witnessed. Years later, shortly before his death, Peter referred to this event in his first epistle. He spoke of the glorious majesty of the Lord Jesus on the sacred mountain, and the voice of God the Father speaking to his beloved Son. Next episode, the healing of a demon-possessed boy and payment of the temple tax.